The group representing the nation's irrigators has welcomed an investigation into the release of satellite imagery, which appeared to show farm dams filling with water during an embargo. The pictures implied that some farmers were operating illegally. However, the Murray-Darling Basin Commission was then criticised for not checking the facts on the ground first. I'm joined now by the National Irrigators Council Chief Executive Steve Wan. Steve, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
So the federal government has announced an investigation into the MDBA over the release of the images. Why do you think this will be valuable?
Really just to make sure that in future, what is a very valuable form of investigation into water use is actually processed and considered properly before any information is released. So it's really just about, I think, trying to make sure that the error, which the MDBA has acknowledged, and in fact I've been at a conference today where the head of the MDBA apologised for their mistake to local government groups from around the basin, just to make sure that doesn't happen again, really. The images that come from satellite imagery are quite important in the future fight to make sure that water is going where it's meant to, but we want to make sure that they're used appropriately and that people's privacy is properly protected as that happens.
What would you have liked the Murray-Darling Basin Authority to have done before publicly releasing these satellite images?
Well, I would have liked them to have actually checked with the New South Wales Natural Resources Access Regulator, who is the sort of cop on the beat in New South Wales, had them go through these images just to check if there was any that needed to be followed up by them, if there was any wrongdoing. And then after that process had been completed, then release publicly the information. So the problem we have with the release that happened was that it talked about these being private dams. In fact, we know that a lot of them were not private dams. There was one in the middle of a race course. There was several sewage ponds. There was ponds in the middle of towns. And then we also know that there was a number of farmers who had the ability to actually use bore water, which they had available legally. They were also able to legally take general security water at that time in some places. And I'm even aware of one case where a farmer who was mentioned in the report had transferred water from one dam to the other to water his orchard. So we just wanted the job to be finished before it was released.
So was there illegal filling of dams?
Well, I don't think we can absolutely say one way or another yet. Well, and that's what the Natural Resources Access Regulator in New South Wales is tasked with doing. They need to actually go through and make sure. But I've looked at some specific cases in the Macquarie, three that were listed in that original report as being referred to the NRAR. And as I say, one of them was actually a race course. That's Crown land, not a private dam. And I spoke to the owner of the other two dams that were mentioned, and he talked to me about how he'd actually transferred water from one dam to the other. And at that time was on a scheme which had access to general security water quite legally. So, you know, it really just needed a bit of checking. And, you know, it is a difficult time for many irrigators. It's a difficult time in those drought-affected communities. And I think we all need to recognise that once something like this is mentioned, then people can immediately jump to conclusions which may not be justified.
So if you're saying not sure, but what if some farmers or irrigators have been shown to be acting illegally?
Oh, in that case, they should be prosecuted, and we fully support strong compliance activity. Satellite imagery is part of that. So is metering, so is compliance officers on the ground, and we've actually seen in New South Wales a huge boost in the resourcing for that, all of which we advocated and supported. It's something that's very important to do because for the irrigator community, we want the rest of the community to have confidence that we are doing the right thing. And that if somebody is not, that they will be prosecuted or have action taken against them because that builds confidence in the system.
You're currently at a conference in Toowoomba, and I know that the head of the Murray-Darling Basin Commission spoke there. Have you spoken to him about the investigation?
Yeah, and look, I have spoken to him, and he also publicly commented on it at this conference, and he's, I think, quite relaxed about the investigation going ahead into the circumstances surrounding the inappropriate release. And what he did say to the conference today was that they regretted the fact that they actually put out a report which had identifying information of people on it, of properties on it. And I think that's one of the things which has been very upsetting for those involved. You know, so it's a bit like the police releasing a report of all leads they're pursuing and all the people involved in them as they look for a crime. It would be very unfair to all those people who are actually innocent.
Thank you so much for joining us.
That's a pleasure.
The National Irrigators Council Chief Executive Steve Wan there, and this is RN Drive.